You've probably heard of Padre Pio's stigmata, but few know about the wound that came before, the one no one could see. This is the story of his transverberation. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. We're grateful to all those who quietly helped this apostolate continue reaching souls through Padre Pio's spiritual legacy. Today's story may touch your heart in ways you do not expect. As the month of June, dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, draws to a close, I want to take you into a moment from Padre Pio's life that's not often spoken about, but reveals something very deep, his transverberation, the piercing of the heart. This mystical experience took place on August 5th, 1918, in San Giovanni Rotondo, just 5 weeks before he received the visible bleeding wounds of Christ, the stigmata. But, unlike the stigmata, this left no outward sign, no blood anyone could see. Instead, it brought an intense interior suffering, a deep wound within the soul. But before we step into what happened to Padre Pio, let me tell you a bit more about this rare mystical phenomenon. The Church describes transverberation as a profound mystical union with Christ, especially with the moment his Sacred Heart was pierced by the soldier's lance. It's a rare grace, experienced by only a few of the great saints. And one of the clearest descriptions comes from St. John of the Cross in his work Living Flame of Love. Let me paraphrase what he says because it's worth slowing down for. The soul is deeply inflamed with the love of God. It then feels that a seraphim rushes upon it with a fiery arrow all ablaze with love and pierces the soul. At that moment, something within the soul bursts into flame, like a fire suddenly stirred or fanned, rising up with great force. And though this wound is real, it is experienced with the greatest delight, a deep, burning love. The soul feels both the intensity of the wound and the depth of the love that caused it, piercing to the very core of the soul. This wound, as poetic as it may sound, isn't about emotion or imagination or visions. It's a grace that brings real suffering, a suffering that leads to a deeper love, the kind of love Christ showed us on the cross, total self-giving love. And this is exactly what Padre Pio experienced. In a letter to his spiritual director, Father Benedetto, he described what had happened to him. Listen to this. I was hearing the confessions of our boys when suddenly I was seized by an intense horror at the sight of a heavenly being who appeared before the eyes of my soul. He held in his hand something like a long iron blade with a sharp tip from which fire seemed to shoot. Seeing this and witnessing him thrust that weapon violently into my soul happened all at once. I let out a groan. I felt like I was dying. I asked the boy to leave the confessional because I felt unwell and didn't have the strength to continue. This martyrdom lasted without interruption until the morning of the 7th, so 2 full days. What I suffered during this time, I cannot describe. I felt as though even my innards were being ripped out and torn apart by that weapon, everything being scorched and pierced with iron and fire. Since then, I have been mortally wounded. I feel, in the deepest part of my soul, a wound always open which causes me continual pain. Padre Pio also shared this experience with his close friend, Father Agostino. In his diary, he records that Padre Pio physically felt his heart torn open, and that blood flowed from within. This marked a new stage in Padre Pio's union with Christ, one step closer to what St. Paul describes when he says, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me." It was the moment that prepared his soul to receive the visible stigmata. In fact, just 5 weeks later, the visible stigmata would appear. But before the outward signs, there was this, a deeper interior union, as if God was first marking his heart before marking his body. In conclusion, Padre Pio's transfiguration story reminds us that to love as Christ loved often means being willing to suffer as Christ suffered. Now, I'm sure most of us will never receive mystical wounds, but all of us are called to unite our sufferings with his, whether it's physical illness, heartbreak, or daily struggles, or even acts of penance. Every pain can become a path to deeper union with Christ, who suffered as any man suffers. And perhaps some of you listening today are carrying wounds that no one else can see, quiet sufferings, fears, grief, discouragement, or crosses you've been carrying for a very long time. This is one of the reasons the Protect the Children of Padre Pio prayer family exists, so that people do not carry those burdens alone spiritually. Through prayer, holy masses, and Padre Pio's intercession, we place our intentions together before God as one spiritual family. If your heart feels drawn towards that deeper companionship in prayer and faith, we warmly invite you to learn more through the link below. So as we soon leave June behind, the month dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, may every cross we carry become like a dart of love, drawing us closer to his heart and deepening our gratitude for his sacrifice. Thank you for spending this time with us today. If this story touched your heart, please subscribe and continue journeying with us through Padre Pio's spiritual legacy. And if you feel called to become part of our prayer family as a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll find a link below. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.